Thank you, Peter. We close this part of Chatterbox this week with a couple of alcohol-related stories and of attempts to cure the queues in Chapelfield car park. And the campaign to protect rural England backs a Green Party petition on housing.
The thousands of new homes which council bosses say need to be built in Norwich, South Norfolk and Broadland must only be constructed where services can be reached on foot or by public transport. That's according to the Green Party, while the Campaign to Protect Rural England says no new homes should be built until the majority of sites already allocated have been developed. The Greater Norwich Development Partnership, which includes Broadland District Council, Norwich City Council, South Norfolk District Council and Norfolk County Council, is working on the Greater Norwich Local Plan to identify sites for 7,200 new houses by 2036. Public consultation is underway, but the Green Party fears some of the options would see rural areas with no local services developed, which they say will increase reliance on cars. Green City Councillor Simeon Jackson, who has launched a petition, said, "We are calling for any large new allocations of land for housing to be made only where shops, schools and employment areas can be reached on foot or by frequent public transport." The Norfolk branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England has backed the petition and called for current housing allocations to be built first.
Calls have been made for action to be taken over queues which build up outside the Chapelfield shopping centre, but council leaders concede there is no affordable, effective solution. There have long been concerns that on busy days, shoppers looking to turn into the centre from Chapelfield Road tail back along the ring road, and councillors call for more to be done to tackle it. The leader of the Green Group at Norwich City Council said, "Throughout December, there were regular delays on the inner ring road, especially around the Grapes Hill roundabout, due to an increase in the number of vehicles coming into Norwich in the build-up to Christmas. However, many of these traffic jams seemed to be caused, or at least exacerbated, by drivers using the inner ring road to queue while waiting to access the Chapelfield car park." He said a sign urging drivers not to queue on the ring road was often ignored.
There be dragons adorning glasses at the Norwich Beer Festival for a number of years, and now the hunt is on for the magic design that will make the glass of 2018. The annual competition has been launched by Camera, that's the Campaign for Real Ale, to find the new logo for the 41st Norwich Beer Festival, which will take place at St Andrews and Blackfriars Halls between October the 22nd and 27th this year. Organisers are looking for innovative designs depicting a dragon of some form on the logo. But those looking to take part in the competition will have to fire in their entries quickly, as the deadline is 9 p.m. on Monday, February the 19th. Ian Stamp, the Norwich and Norfolk branch chairman, said, "We are hoping to receive lots of entries. Although they must include a dragon in some form, the entrants can choose a setting or background of their choice. We always look forward to seeking the selection of talented entrants. The logo of the winner will be depicted on the festival glass, programme and other merchandise. As always, the essential element is that a dragon must be included within the design, although abstract is acceptable. A maximum of 5 colours, 4 is preferable, can be used, including any black or white parts of the design."
Norwich is known as a city of pubs. However, more than 25 have closed in the last decade, with the Reindeer Pub in Dereham Road announcing its closure just last week. But Ian Warren, owner of the Angel Gardens, is bucking the trend. This month, Mr. Warren is celebrating 30 years in charge of the Angel Road pub, which some might not have predicted all those years ago. Mr. Warren said, "I always remember in my first year putting a menu up on the wall and a gentleman turned to me and said, 'I can't see food working in a pub around here, my man.' Every now and again, when he pops in, I remind him of the fact we're still doing it 30 years on." Mr. Warren, 65, said the role of pubs in communities was as important as ever, despite their dwindling numbers. He said, pubs definitely have a part to play, especially in smaller villages, where if you took their pub away, they would have nowhere else to meet. Staying at home and drinking is not a substitute for going to the pub. You're just having a drink. You go to the pub to be sociable. Even people who come out to the pub on their own near enough always end up having a chat with someone.
They came in their droves to relive childhood memories and marvel at how tiny little bricks could be used to create works of art. And now organisers believe they have rekindled an interest in the world of Lego as a Norwich exhibition on the world-famous toy prepares to close, having welcomed more than 90,000 visitors. Warren Elsmore's Brick Wonders exhibition immediately struck a chord with young and old alike when it opened at the Forum in Norwich in December. It's been designed to take visitors on a journey of discovery of the seven wonders of the ancient world, as well as many modern-day landmarks and lots more besides. The display, which was open until Sunday, January the 21st, has featured about 500,000 Lego bricks, which were used to build everything from the International Space Station to Niagara Falls and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. For children, it was a treasure trove of their favourite toy, while adults could hark back to their younger years and even tried to relearn their Lego-making skills. Richard Fair, events manager at the Forum, said it had been a phenomenal display, adding, "The reaction from the public has been tremendous. People of all ages have been coming in and coming back again."
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from him, Rupert Hipwell,
and her, Sarah Lomax.
But please stay tuned for more news, Information Desk, and two more features with Sophie and John.